Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Nun, Chapter 50, Karbanos, a Relationship Tool. Karbanos, animal sacrifices. It's a phenomena that's pretty foreign to us, even though we learn about them throughout Sefer Vayikra, we daven daily for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, and we speak about Karbanos throughout the Tfilos of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Having lived for almost 2,000 years without a Beis HaMikdash, it's no wonder that Karbanos are difficult for us to relate to. Karbanos are a complex topic, but put as simply as possible, they were an impactful tool in the tshuva process. They stirred people to become introspective and self-reflect on their misdeeds. They were part of a process that helped bring the more base animal instincts of a person in line with the will of Hashem. And from a mystical perspective, they helped elevate the physical world. Karbanos were not a fast-track gimmick to bring one to tshuva and kedusha. Internal work needed to take place alongside karbanos, and that was the most important element. The shoresh, the root of the word karban, is karov, to come close. The singular purpose of sacrifices was to bring us closer to Hashem. Karbanos were a relationship tool. Pasuk Ches, Lo al zavachecha ochichecha v'olascha l'negdi tzamid. I won't rebuke you about sacrifices, Hashem says, and your offerings are not my concern. Pasuk Tes, Lo ekach mi beisach afar mi michlo osecha atudim. I don't need the bulls that you own or the goats from your pens. Hashem doesn't need our sacrifices. They aren't for his benefit. Pasuk Yud, Ki li kol chayasa ya'ar, for every animal of the forest is mine. No, of course Hashem doesn't need our animals because they all belong to him already. He created them and he owns them. Imagine a 5-year-old who wants to give his mother a birthday present. So he goes into her jewelry box, takes out a bracelet, wraps it with the gift wrapping paper that his mother bought, and gives it to her. It's sweet, it's adorable, but the gift doesn't have any intrinsic value as a gift to the mom. She already owned it. However, what the child intended to convey through that gift is so meaningful. He loves his mother. He wants to give and connect to her, and therein lies the value. Hashem doesn't need our animals. They and the entire world already belong to him. Pasuk Yud, Zevach le'elokim toda v'shalem le'el yo nidarecha. Thanks and confession, that is what should be offered to God and brought up to Hashem. At the moment, we can't bring a bull or a lamb or a bird to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we can bring thanks, we can do tshuva, and we can daven, giving of ourselves to connect to Hashem and become karov to him. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Feigel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.